Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. What's good, y'all? Welcome to another edition of the podcast, Monster US Radio, MRL, because we're live, y'all, on the air Friday night, getting y'all ready for the weekend. I'm the DJ. This over here, this is Miss Unbelievable. Let's see, we got entertainment news for y'all. We got some hot music. It's just to get y'all ready for the weekend. You dig? We're not going to be political. We're not going to do all that extra stuff tonight. We just trying to get y'all ready for the weekend. All right, Miss Unbelievable, tell us how you feeling and who we going to chop tonight on the who's bumping who and who's getting fat.
I'm all right. And who we chopping? We going to talk about this virus yet again in the jails, though. Have y'all thought about that? We're going to talk about this 18-year-old, this gang of 18 stomping somebody. We're going to talk about how the strip clubs is taking on this virus. Megan Thee Stallion update and Flavor Flav's update that we talked about this week.
Okay. So that we got some heads to bust here coming up just a little bit. I got some music for y'all. Let's see. We're going to tell y'all who sponsors the show, and then we're going to go ahead and jump into it. Go ahead and tell them who our sponsors are tonight.
Our sponsors are Monsters Radio. I mean, no, it ain't. Who's our sponsor? Monster US Apparel, if you need all your apparel needs. Picasso Painting, if y'all need indoor, outdoor painting. Elite Sway Management. And the Soul of Me Speaks author, Miss Unbelievable, E. Dot to the K. You can hit us over at www.monstarradio.com. You can hook up with us there, drop comments, and the Soul of Me Speak, www.soulofmespeaks.com. If you're looking to purchase something from me, the author, Miss Unbelievable, E to the K.
Okay, on that note, let's go ahead and get into our music for tonight. It's some new Usher and LMA. It's called Don't Waste My Time. Don't waste people's time tonight when you go out and kick it. I'm just saying, keep it 100. Monstrous Radio, Friday Night Live, online radio with the Roar podcast.
My mind was saved. I'm glad you made intoxicated. The vibes amazed. Good love in the air, baby, you know. In the rush, you've been at it where the time goes. You won't have to show me now. Don't be timid when you in it, better lay red. I know you wanna go there. I see it, stop front and come there. I know you can drive it, chauffeur. Anticipate your touchdown. out the quarter. I ain't here to play around. Ladies, if you're here with somebody and you know you want their body, gone, let them be your feel out. Boy, it's about to go down. Feel what you're saying, come and show me now. Fellas, if you with somebody and you know you want that body, then let me hear it out. Good love, no question. Reach out and just touch me. If I have it, don't trust me. Just don't waste my time. Love and no question. Reach out and just touch me. If I have it, don't touch me. Just don't waste my time.
Yeah. Friday Night Live. Sliding into the weekend. Or should I say stepping. I got one more for y'all. You know, because you can't always just be jumping around. Sometimes you got to be romantic on your dates. So check it out. Let me see. Where is this one I want? This is Omarion and T-Pain. It's called Can You Hear Me? We're going to bring it back with Miss Unbelievable right after this.
I wanna capture the essence of being unbothered. Hey, oh, yeah, yeah,
hey, I've been acting hella different lately. Can you hear me? Can't get my new number to my baby. Can you hear me? Got too much security, none of them can't get near me. My mink be so furry, got them vultures trying to get me. Oh, must be hella loud. Can you hear me? Must be hella loud. Can you hear me? I throw it in the crowd. Don't like me, but he respecting me, fear me. He don't wanna see me mixed that way, why with the Henny? Don't know why them people ain't know me, they can't stand me. But can they have me? A couple Grammys, yeah.
Talk that talk, cause I walk that walk. Cause let her watch my shoes. They be following me wherever I go. Bitch, you must know I got the news. Bob Boss with the paint job. 4G auto with the shoes. It's the M with the six pack. Baby daddy to your boo.
Acting hella different lately, can you hear me? Can't get my new number to my baby, can you hear me? Got too much security, none of them can't get near me. My mink be so furry, got them vultures trying to get me. Oh, must be hella loud. Can you hear me? Must be hella loud. Can you hear me? I throw it in the crowd.
In my acapella, none of it is a bit that better. They say she only with me cause I got that cheddar. But I come in and I get down. You can never knock my crown. Ring later, baby, I'm not that clown. 20 minutes up, let her rock the ground. Can you hear me? This is no. If that's your, that's my. So I'm commandeering. I'll give a fool. That's gonna do everything that I say. I call her theory. Ooh, she gotta call me on my money phone. I'm just too busy for the quickest, baby.
I've been acting hella different lately. Can you hear me? Can't get my new number to my baby, can you hear me? Got too much security, none of them can't get near me. My mink be so furry, got them vultures trying to get me. Oh, must be hella loud. Can you hear me? Must be hella loud. Can you hear me? I throw it in the crowd. Can you hear me? Must be hella loud. Can you hear me?
Must be hella loud. Can you hear me? Must be hella loud.
So, yeah, we're bringing it back, y'all. Friday Night Live, like we said, getting y'all ready for the weekend. Looks like coming up here real soon. It's like we'll be going live from Hawaii. Is that right, Miss Unbelievable? You're going to be doing your part of the show live from Hawaii?
I am going to be doing my part live from Hawaii coming up here soon. I'm so excited. Much needed break. Oh, my God. when you work with kids, you just don't know how tired you are. Lord. But I can't wait. I'm going to be woosowing. When I call you guys, it's going to be like 11 o'clock p.m. for me when I get there. So I'm excited. You know, I'm going to be having my drink. Don't judge me. I will probably be a little tipsy. Don't judge me. I'm just going to tell y'all now, don't judge me.
Well, that's what's up. I can't wait to. I want to see how tipsy you get and see what you be talking about. You know, I can't judge you because you remember when I called in from Cancun, I had a little bit too
all
much.
Right.
So, yes,
right.
I definitely will not hold nothing against you. But, yes, I cannot wait. So, y'all, make sure y'all stick around for that. Pretty sure she's going to be slapping pictures up and all those type of things. So, yes, we're going to be coming to you guys live from Hawaii, coming up here soon. We're just going to leave it like
yeah.
that. Soon.
Yeah.
So, all right. Okay, let's see. Any other things, you know, that's going on this weekend, you know, before we get into our who's bumping who, who's getting fat?
This weekend event that's popping off, it's here in Minnesota. It's called Turbania. It's a soul night, and it's a new spot for the older crowd. And then
mm-hmm.
there's a beauty bash that's going on. So if you want some beauty, yes, get there. If you like art and stuff, the Kawa Center, downtown for dance, they're holding a Mardi Gras mass party there.
Oh.
If y'all know about avant-garde, that's fashion. It's when you dress up and it's kind of just like weird looking. The Ombre has that going on tonight. So, yeah, avant-garde. That means you dress just like, yes, yas type of dressing. When I mean yas, I mean yas. And then Johnny Brown Experience, if you like yas. Bunkers Live Music, Johnny Brown's there tonight. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know you're talking about that. I don't know how to say it neither. Is it Taberna? Whatever it is, but it's Taberna Soul Night. Yeah, they're bringing back DJ Dan Triggs. He's going to be playing 70s soul, 80s funk, and 90s new jack and house music. So, yeah, that's definitely going to be jumping. So, yeah, if you got something going on or you know something that's going on in the Twin Cities, or it, matter of fact, it don't matter where it is in the world, hit us up right now. 563-999-3411. If it's something that's annual, hey, definitely hit us up. Let us know. We might want to be a promoter of your event. So hit us up at support@monstarsradio.com, and we'll definitely get back to you. But outside of that, yeah, if you can get out and you know something that's going on tonight, let us know so we can help the event out monstrously. So, all right. Let's go ahead and jump into our who's bumping who, who's getting fat, gossip lifestyle. Who we got on the chop block tonight? Who's up first?
Okay, so this gang of 18 stomped 15-year-old girl into Brooklyn pavement in this horrifying video. I'm not going to show it. I just want to bring awareness to how this was caught on tape. In New York, they released a horrifying footage of the teen ganging, kicking and stomping on a teenager before robbing for her phone, debit, and sneakers. This mugging took place in broad daylight. The clip shows an individual chasing her down as she falls on the corner of an intersection before they start punching and kicking. A second male comes up with a high kick in the air. 16 more individuals come out of nowhere and kick in. And seconds later, they dispersed as people came up, appearing to be laughing as they fleed. The final assailant can be seen pulling the Nike trainers off her feet as she lies helpless on the pavement. The victim was taken to the hospital to recover from their injuries. So it was like boys and girls, her bag, no shoes. She was just sitting on the floor with nothing. You could see she's very sad, and they're asking the community, hey, she could have lost her life. What are you guys doing? This girl was coming home from school. Community, step up is what they're asking.
How do I say it? It's a perfect example of what's the difference between taking people that do things like this, you know, just for this topic that we're talking, we're going to call them monsters. It is. I hate to say it like that. But what's the difference between taking these guys off the street and snitching?
Right.
I pretty much know how New York works. There's that no snitch rule. But what's the difference between letting people like this get away and snitching? I'm not even trying to make a topic out of that, but you get what I'm saying? Because that's going to be the fight within the community right there. Are we going to tell? Are we going to get these guys off the street? Because we can't just be letting them run around attacking women like that, attacking anybody. That's just not cool. 16, 18 people jumping on one person? It's already heinous enough when it's like 2-on-1.
Yeah.
And that was a female? Like,
that was a female.
I want... question is, how long did this attack take? How many people just sat around and watched?
Right.
And who was the person that videotaped it?
Mm.
I mean, I'm not trying to say every time somebody can just jump in, but at least try to do something other than just videotape. I mean, apparently somebody needs to do some videotaping because that's how they're going to get caught, is by the faces on the videotapes. So yeah, I'm caught in the mix on that one too. Hell of a topic.
Yeah, I have no thoughts on it. It just saddens me to know that with all that's going on, that's still happening in different places.
Right.
And it's not fair that it's still happening to our teens. And this is what they still, day after day, have to be dealt with. Considering all that's going on in the world, that they still have to be worried about getting jumped for what you have and what you have on, and not being safe to walk in your neighborhood. So you got to not only have to watch out for the police, you got to watch out for your own. It's every man for themselves, and it's so sad. And that's how Megan Thee Stallion fires back at Jay Prince label. She wants her rights. Megan is standing up to Jay Prince and Kyle Crawford. She said she's extremely pleased that 1501 and Kyle Crawford were denied the request to dissolve the court order and try to stop my music from being released. She will proceed with the release of Sugar on Friday. Then responded directly to Jay Prince. She said, to be clear, I will stand up for myself and it won't allow two men to bully me. This has nothing to do with anyone else, including Jay-Z. Stop deflecting and try to make this a public stunt. She adds the facts. She lays out the facts. We finally get the facts. 1501 doesn't want to approve my budget to put out an album that the court is allowing to be released. 1501 tried to stop my release. I prevailed in court. 1501 tried to fight the decision today. The court denied 1501's request. I don't own my masters. 1501 owns 50% of my copyright and 100% of the admin rights. Right now, 60-40, but I'm responsible for the expenses associated to the recording. She can be fined if she's late to the studio. And 1501 gets 30% of her tour, merch, and any activities, including books, film, and more. She has to cover all expenses, and 1501 doesn't provide any services, nor does it have obligation. Her manager, T. Ferris, is grinding with her. Kyle has never spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, but will be sorted out in court. Megan Thee Stallion is now square in the middle of the dispute between her Rocka Nation management and hip-hop mogul Jay Prince, who claims she has been brainwashed by lawyers. The Rap-A-Lot Records founder also consults with Megan's record label, Certified Entertainment, the label she sued over her contract, is accused them of bullying and intimidating her in the record biz. Prince lays blame squarely at Rock Nation's feet, insinuating Jay-Z's management company is trying to profit off of 1501's hard work building Megan's career. He says, these label record execs and managers don't want shit to do with these artists until hard work, risk, sacrifice, and resources have been spent by the little guys. This technique is allowed all the time in this culture vulture city, and he does not want them to take advantage of him and his artists or label, so they're fighting back. This is a two-part. The courts did allow her record. The judge did side with Megan and said that new music can be released. And the emergency court hearing in the matter would not be withheld. The complaint said it was one-sided and it was unfair. She signed it as a 20-year-old naive woman. He's demanding a hearing in Harris County so a judge can hear the label side of the story before the music comes out on Friday. It has not been granted. She's releasing, so the fight continues.
Well, what it sounds like to me, it sounds like she signed one of those 360 deals or something similar to it. That's where now, usually in a record deal, usually the artist doesn't make much money. Other than the copyrights off the album. You know what I mean? Like when you sign with, say, like Universal, this is how it used to be. Whether, no matter what company it was, you know, they basically was taking the money from the album because they was investing a lot of money behind it. And a lot of people don't understand that a lot of hands get paid when it comes to being with a record label. You got to think about it. The marketing department gets paid. The distribution part gets made. The people who actually make your CD, all these people got to be paid. These are all payrolls. They all have to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
So usually in a deal, what an artist would see is where they really, really rake their money is on their touring. They make their money on the touring. They get paid from the touring, the shirts, the CD sales on the road. That's why you always be like, why would an artist bring CDs? You can buy their CD at Walmart or wherever, because these CDs are the ones that they sell that they make money on. The record label's raking in most of the money on the other stuff. That's how they try to recoup. They might be getting something on the side, but you get what I'm saying. So that's where the artist was really making their money. Now with a 360 deal, the record label taps into all that. Now you're splitting your merchandise, your touring money, your side feature money, all these type of things. Now you're giving them part of that money, and this is the money you're supposed to be making the feed off of. So that's most likely where they're saying she's got a bad deal, because now she's giving away her merchandising, as you heard, and a lot of the a lot of her other stuff on the that she should be keeping herself. Because if she's the one mainly promoting it, then you get what I'm saying. There's perks to that.
Right.
But unfortunately for her, and this goes out to all you young cats out there, if you sign a bad deal, you're going to have to just suck it up, do what you got to do till the deal's over with, and keep it moving. That's all you can really do. They caught you slipping. It is what it is. I'm not going to say that they caught her slipping, but you get what I'm saying. If you're getting a bad deal, you just got to work the deal out. Now, what a lot of big artists do is when they end up in a bad deal like that, you usually have so much you're supposed to give to the label. Like you might be signed for 5 years and seven albums, right? Now, the fourth album through, you realize you're in a bad deal. Well, guess what the artist does? He drops all of his non-chart-making music on a couple albums and release it. Here's an example. You remember when Snoop Dogg first came out, Snoop was thumping. He was with Dre and all them, and he was on Devil Row. Man, Snoop couldn't fuck up an album.
Right.
Next thing you know, here come these albums. It's like, is that Snoop? Be honest. It was, what the fuck is this shit? You dig?
Mm-hmm.
He was releasing the kind of whacker music, so the record label wouldn't make much money on, and then he jumped over to No Limit, which I think in the beginning, I think he was still, the other label was still making money off of him, but after he was totally released, Snoop started dropping that Beautiful, all that other hot shit, and then, you know what I mean, and that's how artists move around when they end up in bad deals. So sometimes you might think they're falling off. No, they're trying to get out of that bad deal. And that new hot music is coming later on. So, but yeah, but unfortunately for Megan, if you sign that deal, there's nothing we can really say. I mean, we can feel bad about for you. But you're going to be all right, Megan. You're going to be all right. The way you're sitting right now, okay. Matter of fact, we got some new Megan coming up in a little bit. Yeah, but right, you're going to be all right.
Okay. I mean, take it from DJ Monster. He was he was in the rappers game, so he know what he's talking about. I don't, so I'm going to just move on. but yeah, keeping 100. Not anything else, holler at me. Flavor Flav, Chuck D can't fire me. He's not Public Enemy without me. Now, remember I told y'all Chuck D fired Flavor Flav, but Flavor Flav snaps back at the notion Chuck D does not have any right to fire him from Public Enemy because he says that no group is one of them is MIA. He got Chuck D can't fire him, the Fame group or vice versa because they both equal partners. What's more, Flav says the group can only be called Public Enemy when both are on stage together. Flav adamant he or Chuck D are missing. It's not Public Enemy. Flav throwing a fit when he saw Public Enemy on the radio was announced to perform at Bernie Sanders' event. Fact is, Bernie advertised the appearance tooting Public Enemy's radio, which is an offshoot of the OG Public Enemy. In the past has performed without Flav. Nothing new there. But that didn't seem to matter to Flav because things got to a boiling point when Chuck D, like I said last week, announced that he wasn't there. Flav went on a Twitter rant. You can see those tweets. Chuck D's trying to destroy what we built over 35 years over politics. Man, get over that. Flavor Flav says he's been trying to get Chuck D on the horn to put this mess to bed. But no word. Chuck D's group says that he's a Public Enemy. Chuck D can't make that decision. I'm always going to be Public Enemy, whether you want me or not.
Well, I think Flav is mad on a couple of different levels. Honestly, I think he's coming out saying what he's saying now because he said, like he said, he tried to reach out to Chuck D and Chuck D ain't responding to him. So he's like, all right, you ain't gonna respond to me over the phone. Well, then I'm gonna take it public and I'm gonna force you to respond to me. But sometimes that doesn't always work in the person's favor that's trying to force the other person's hand. But hopefully those guys pull it together. But yeah, I mean, how would you feel if you went to go see Public Enemy? And the Flavor Flav ain't there.
I will be.
Is that a
behind
hell boy, or you're not going?
I'm going. It'll be just fine. Because I'm gonna be honest, and I keep it 100, and I'm not trying to be funny at all. You said last week that he had some lines that was cold. I'm sorry. I just don't care for nothing personal. I just don't care for Flavor Flav. I think he was just a grown man jumping around looking like a hype man. And I don't know if I want to see rap music with a hype man nowadays. Back then, you know, you had to be a certain hype person, like if you're good at it. Like I've seen people who are good at being hype people, great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you make them look amazing. Like, I must say, when you went to Paris and you was with Senna, and you was performing, you made him look amazing. I don't think that Flav makes them look amazing at this juncture, at this age. I just don't. But I would go
right
with
okay.
Sunday all day.
Right, right. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, maybe you mean something else. Maybe she said he looked like a hype man. Say, hold up now. A hype man is very, very necessary, especially in hip hop music. Especially in stage performances, maybe not so much on an album, but, you know, on a stage performance, one good example is, like you said, yes, I take pride in being a hype man. I mean, I love being the front guy, but I think it's really, to me, it's very fun being a hype man. It's like another guy that's really good at it. You ever see Spliff Star and Busta Rhymes get it in together? That's a hell
yes,
of a tandem
that's
right there.
Because Busta Rhymes have a different vibe. You see what I'm saying? I guess is what they're speaking upon, because Chuck D and them guys was always so, to me, militant and political. To stop and be like, "Yeah, boy," don't make sense to me. It just didn't make sense to me. Like, but Busta Rhymes, you know, he's and then you hear hype man coming back. That makes sense. But Chuck D and them guys' music didn't make sense with a hype person.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I can see where you're coming from. And you're not the only one felt like that. A lot of people felt that way. I remember when I was younger, listening to some Public Enemy, some of my older aunts used to be like, "We understand that Chuck dude, but that Flavor Flav, I don't know what that, yeah, boy." I always thought it was very entertaining, but I get what you're saying. And, you know, at one point that was an issue, you know, with him wearing the clock on his neck and, you know, people saying this and that. And, so, yeah, I feel where you're coming from. But still, I mean, I don't know. I just, like I said, I mean, in concert, it's really not going to affect it that much because Flavor Flav didn't have too many solo tracks. He did have some solo tracks. Like I said, that 911 is a joke, is a classic. I can't think of any other ones right now, but yeah, but most of the songs it was mainly Chuck D. So yeah, if you're going to see Public Enemy, you mainly going to see Chuck D and
Chuck D.
You know. Yeah. The DJ. So
and I'm telling you, if Chuck D's not there, I'm definitely not gonna go see just Flavor Flav. Like, I will give me my money back. No. So there is Public Enemy without a Flavor Flav, but there is not a Public Enemy without Chuck D. Just saying.
Right. I feel you. I go see Flavor Flav, even if he was solo by himself. I think that would be a great show, but, you know, it is what it is. But I think that we talked about Megan Thee Stallion and her contract. Well, this must not be the new one she dropped. Or maybe it is. I don't know. But here's one of her newer tracks.
I'd rather keep it real with ya. We live, y'all. Let's
get it. Let's
get it. Real hot girl shit.
Hit us up. 563-999.
It ain't always about what you like. Sometimes it's about what's right. I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. The bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. The bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? Why you wanna play with me? You know I'm undefeated. A real hot girl know how to keep a nigga heated. You say you want respect, well treat me how you wanna be treated. You told me to keep it real, but you don't practice what you're preaching. You want me to blow your phone up and come and looking for you till I find you. You really want me to book the hoe that you fucking with if I find her. Bitch, you ain't that busy, I don't give a fuck what you ain't got time for. You look me in my eyes and know you lying, man, that's far, bro. Man, you knew I was a player, so you made me need to relax. You know that you gon' hate me if I get the plan, get back. I ain't turning to no damage when you met me, boy, I been there. You trying to make me something that I ain't with that. I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right?
days. He probably thinking I'm in pain, but I'm really on game. Ain't no nigga finna stop me. Independent, I got me. All the shit that I be needing can't depend on the prolly. And that's fucked up cause you know that I don't fuck with nobody. I be quiet, but you out here telling stories one side. I ain't perfect, can I try to fix the shit that ain't working? But it's 2020, I ain't finna argue about twerking. Since you wanna test some waters, might as well jump in with both feet. If you leave me and you see me, better act like you don't know me. If you think it should get better with another bitch, go get her. When you realize she ain't got you like I got you, I'd rather be your B-I-C-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. The bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. The bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. The bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H.
Friday Night Live. Megan Thee Stallion. Ooh.
No comment at all. Just no comment. I ain't nobody's B-I-T-C-H. I don't care. I ain't nobody. You can call me what you want, but I ain't nobody's B-I-T-C-H. Nobody. Anyway. No, Megan. No. No, Megan. Fuck around with you. You know, you go. She going to get somebody hurt up in this. No. Mm-mm. No. Okay. No. The virus. Jail inmates fear the worst. Blood, fecal matter, filth pose risk. So, LA County's men jail, as well as San Francisco and New York, they are wiping down surfaces at least daily and ramping up sanitation efforts. The virus could explode a nation's jails as inmates are squeezed in like sardines in this field. They're placed in cells that are not clean from the previous inmates, and it is disgusting. It smells like urine. The guy just who's doing this story said he just left Friday morning with a cough and wheezing. He says the jail gave him meds, but he's worried about going to the doctor. The jail told the inmates anything. They haven't told the inmates anything about the virus and how to prevent it. Another inmate was released from the LA County Men's Jail Friday, and he says there was blood and fecal matter on the walls, and says the place was dirty and disgusting. He says he had one shower. He says he had one shower in 20 days. LA County's Men's Jail tells us that they are screening inmates for the virus, although some of the inmates that was spoken was like, this is news to them. That it could be an outbreak in the jail.
Wow. That would be devastating. That mm-hmm. would be devastating. Can you imagine that? It hit the jail?
It
would be contained, though.
How?
I don't know. Wouldn't it be contained, though? Because, I mean, unless they're really, really transferring inmates here, there, they can catch it, like, in three jails. If it's like, pops from one. Now, if it pops in, like, 10 to 15 jails across the nation, now then maybe, because, you know, they move inmates back and forth, all you got to do is start quarantine and just stop moving them, and they can trap it. I don't think it's like where, like, now, say, like, I can't remember the story on it, but I heard of a story. I can't put confirmation on it or not, but there was a guy on one of those cruise ships that had the coronavirus, and he was, I think he was like a band member or something like that. He snuck off when they quarantined, and he snuck off the boat, got on another boat, and then went to another country and got off, and then flew back to wherever he was from. you know, so I could see, like, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Globally, it's hard to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People move around. By the time you caught it, say, like, if they was on a plane with 200 some other people, and that one person was on there. Now you got to trace all those 200 people and then check all those people they was around. It's a little more difficult,
yeah,
than, I think, than in a prison. But still, if it did catch in a prison, as how they talking now, like it's been in the news about how bad the prison system. And what was it the last time they, it was something big, wasn't it, like down in Mississippi or Tennessee somewhere,
yep,
down there?
Mississippi, yeah.
It was really, really bad. Yeah. So if,
yeah,
it, if it did, it could dominate in there. But, I mean, again, they're saying most of what they're saying, it's really hitting older people, some people that have certain, some certain issues, it might hit them, and some younger people. But most of the people in between those ages, they can fight it and live from it.
Yeah. But just
so,
the fact of having it, yeah, and quarantining yourself and doing all those things, there's really not too many places that they can quarantine, you know, especially if you got people who's ready to just don't care and they coughing all in the air just to, you know, get to the just get to the guards. It can look ugly, but then it can, like you said, be preventable as well. It's just interesting how they would go about containing it, if they would contain it or would they let it go.
Right, right, right.
You know,
no, I do have to say, I will have to say, one of the good things that's going to come out of this, you know, unfortunately, there's always something great that comes out of tragedy, is motherfuckers are going to stop letting people come to work sick and shit. I'll tell you that much. I hate that shit. Used to hate,
mm-hmm,
man. You'd be like talking to somebody and be, wait a minute. What's going on over there now? Oh, you know, I was sick. No. I ain't got to force management to send your ass home. Now, we'll gang up on your ass. 5-6 other coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
No, you going home. Take that heck of the hell. Take that shit up out of here. You dig?
True. Yeah. And then maybe,
yeah,
they'll clean up the jails, too. So that's a plus, too. They'll have to start cleaning it up and not just leaving that stuff there just for the simple fact of it's there. So some good things can come out of it. But Dr.
Right.
Oz says stop. He said stop shaking hands. Dr. Oz says stop shaking hands. The coronavirus is the most contagious out there. He said Dr. Oz is moving on from his crusade against breakfast to urge people to quit another customary activity everyday life by shaking hands. He tells the virus fears are warranted because it's proven to be 5 times more contagious than the seasonal flu. But they are. They said we could take immediate steps from the first spread, and that's first and foremost, cancel handshakes. Dr. Oz put out the element of the disease has allured, but replacing handshakes with a fist bump, there's 10 times less bacteria transfer, so that's a good start. He even offers a fun way to do friendly exchange compliments. You got to check it out. He says, you know, instead of doing a full, you know, hug, you go to the side. He says, before you board a plane, wash your hands because the vaccination is still far off. He said, so take, you know, precautions wherever you go that you need to do with this virus.
Right.
If I had to give advice,
yes,
I'm kissing everybody.
Oh,
you can't be no hoe in this time. Okay, sorry.
Right. Well, I tell you this, I love the fact that, you know what I mean, because I was trying to figure out how I could stop doing it anyway. Cause I mean, we'll just leave the coronavirus to the side for a moment. Let's just keep it 100, especially men. Let's be 100. How many men come out of the bathroom every time and wash their hands? Just give it a moment. How many men out there, really men, just think about it. How many of us, be honest with you, do you do it every time? After you came out of there, did you go to work? Did you use an ink pen? Did you shake somebody's hand? Did you grab paper? You understand what I'm saying? So I was already,
yeah,
on some I ain't trying to shake nobody's hand type shit anyway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a blessing to me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But now, now I ain't got to explain it. You did, because it's hard to explain. Well, just think about it. When you go to the bathroom, I mean, come on, bro. It's not that. Now I ain't got to explain it. But I think now everybody is going to convert over to, whether they like it or not, we all finna convert to the Japanese hello. Just bow at a motherfucker. That's it. Don't touch me.
Exactly.
Don't grab me.
Exactly.
Don't hug me. Don't even look at me. Look down, motherfucker. How you doing? You did. We gonna do it now. The
Please,
Japanese
I'm just
way.
Gonna wave at you. I'm just gonna wave. Hey.
I don't
hey,
know
girl.
That my cousin can breathe. I don't know.
I don't care. Hey. Put my hand up on my mouth. Hey, how you doing? Why you cover your mouth? Because I do this. Because I do this.
It's soldier salute.
I mean.
That's another way you can do
yep.
it. Soldier salute.
Salute. Hey, how you doing? Or thumbs up. Thumbs up. Hey, partner. Hi, glad to
right.
see you
now,
there,
hey.
Sir.
You know what? Let's not go too far. We should do that on Monday. Like, have people call in. How many ways can you say hello or greet somebody without shaking their hand?
Yes. Okay.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
We got more. Who's bumping who?
Yes, we do. One more. So, excuse me. Larry Flint, Hustlers Club. He said this virus won't shut them down if you follow these instructions. So, Larry Flint's Hustlers Club is not closing up shop as fears mount over the spread of the virus. Instead, it's educating customers on cleaning up their act pre-lap dance. So, the Las Vegas club actually has a PSA to remind its patrons about the best virus defense, simply washing your hands. Hustlers hammering home the point with assist with some of his dancers. It's catchy, the video. It's on here. But not a Surgeon General would not approve of the face masks used, not due to boobs, but they're actually to protect you. So they're putting face masks on boobs. Seriously, though, a Vegas strip joint must seem like a potential virus hot zone. It's got tourists from around the globe. It's filthy. The money's filthy. The cash is filthy. But they're taking precautions. They're using the super janitors. They're sanitizing the club daily. They hired porters to spot clean through the night. You'll probably go broke, but you won't have a deadly virus. Most likely, no promises. They're using like these vacuums. They're vacuuming like people are in the vacuum suits and they're vacuuming up the pole. They're vacuuming up the floor. Yeah. So they're putting, like I said, masks on the ladies' boobies. So they're just definitely keeping up the hustle to make sure that when you go, the strippers will not be the one giving you the virus at all.
Okay. They got motherfucking masks on the breast so you don't
yes.
get corona breast milk.
Corona breath.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's not just fixed to beer. Yeah. So that means in that club, it's gonna be smelling like booty and hand sanitizer. It is what it is. But hey, at least they try. I don't know what the hell the vacuuming part is gonna do. It just make me think there's pubes everywhere. I'm just saying, man. Like, okay, like they said, the money's filthy. I mean, what they gonna do? Okay, this is what they, you know what? This is how I can make $1 million. This is how I can do it, and I gotta do it quick. What I need to do is get a Bitcoin sticker so you can stick it on the side of a stripper's ass. Get it? And then you could use your Bitcoins on your phone and just ding, tip it that way. And then you ain't got to touch it. And everybody happy. You get your lap dance. Just make sure you get your part of the table vacuum first. And bam, there you go. There you go. I'm going to make $1 million. You know what? I need to stop
mm-hmm.
talking about it.
mm-hmm.
I need to call my investors
this
in the morning.
In the morning.
But no, but seriously, think about that, though. That might be the next run of currency now. Like
yes.
Bitcoin, because you don't have to deal with cash. Cash is filthy. Like they said, hey, you know what I mean? They say, hey, what they used to say, like every dollar bill's got a little bit of cocaine on it or some shit like that. Remember they used to say shit like that? All the money had crack on it or some shit like that. So, okay, yeah. Somebody got the, okay. But they say it don't last that long on actual, like, money or something like that, or it lasts long on glass. But as far as materials, that's why they're saying, like, mail, you ain't really got to worry about mail coming from China too much. I don't know if I want to be the one to trust it, but I'm just saying. but, yeah. But, yeah, people want to stop touching money. I mean, what are the current, how else are we going to pay for shit? Credit cards?
Yeah.
Okay, until you got to touch my credit card. I don't want you touching my card now. How many other cards you touch? So, I mean, how would they do it? It would have to be something like Bitcoin or something. You can want Apple Pay or some shit like that where you just walk up and go bing with your phone. Nobody touches nothing. Nobody comes in contact, and you keep it moving. Didn't think about that, huh? How would that change the currency? The corona, how is that going to change currency and how we use it? Whoa. I was stunned by the prison part, but now, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, that's interesting. I mean, that is a nice thought. That is a nice thought. Like, that is what's up. I mean, just think about it. You could put it by the boob. You could put it by the thigh. You could... Even, like, what if you just be a tattoo artist and then, you know, tattoo the barcode numbers and he's like, scan it, and you know you're going to get paid. There you go. You know, a barcode of some sort on a bracelet or something. Say, hey, here my bracelet. The money will come. I'll give you your lap dance. That is something that could be of the now. Like, really. That could be a way, you know, you're not trying to, you're not. At all. So that's
right, no
I mean
contact.
You gotta okay, you need to be quiet. You may pick stay, you know, hey.
I know, huh? I'm fucking up over
that
here.
Could
I'm fucking
be
up.
Something. You are. I mean, you wasn't giving out detail. I didn't want to say shut your ass up, but I mean shut your ass up right now for real. Like yeah.
All right.
So that's our getting
fat
for tonight.
Okay. Let's see. What else do we have on our list for tonight? That's all pretty much I got. I ain't got no fashion tips for them. Here's one.
Ooh.
Something. A good question. Let's start real quick. Now, what if you go out on a date with somebody, right? And you do what you got to do. You know, you get all nice and, you know, you're feeling yourself. You're like, oh, shit, I'm looking good tonight. Okay. And then you meet the other person. And we'll just say that they're not dressed to your approval. You know what I mean? Like, what if they show up and they got on, like, a snowmobile outfit on and a cowboy hat or some shit like that? You get what I'm saying? They show up in something that's kind of that to you technically will be kind of embarrassing. Like, okay, why you show up like James Bond? You look like James Bond, a turtleneck and a blazer and shit, and we going to the fair. Like, are you trying to investigate some shit? You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Do you still go out with that person? Do you do that fake call thing? Like, hey, girl, call me so I can get the fuck up out of here. I mean, or do you still just go?
I ain't going. Hell no. We are a reflection of each other. And when I'm with you, you need to look a certain way. Hell no, I ain't going. Because first of all, if you knew me or you know us, you know one, if it's a brand new, you know, relationship that maybe, possibly, I'll be like, okay, is that how you're going to be all the time, or is this a test? And to see how shallow I am. Because I will let you know, yes, I'm shallow. Day one. Day one, boop, yes, I am. So don't come here looking like no crazy person, because I'm very open and honest about appearance. Like, I'm not If that's who you are, we can't work. I can't get down. You ask them about me. I talk about other people's kids. If they ain't cute, my coworkers, oh, they so precious. I wouldn't even take my kids out if they ain't cute. That's just me. And I've been like that since I was a little girl. Like ever since I could think. My sister's friends kept. They was like, I don't want Tosh to say nothing about me. So I talk about people with the fashion person inside me, that because I love fashion, I love design, I love all that. It's the artistic person in me. And sometimes I think that I may be like, you know, special, especially when I kick in, especially when I see something that I like is just driving me crazy. Like I can't turn it off. I will stare and stare like, are you serious? And they were like, Miss Unbelievable, are you really staring? Yes, I'm really staring. And I'm for real staring. And then you may ask me, do you see what they have on? Like, are you dead serious? And I'm trying, and I know I'm probably rambling, but I'm trying. Man, and you show up at my house, I'm sorry, I'm shutting the door. Or I'm telling you, come in, because we ain't going outside. No. You come in with that foolishness on, but we ain't going out. That's fuckery. No, you come in with that foolishness, but that's fuckery going out. No. How do you feel about it?
Honestly, I wouldn't mind it. I'm not going to lie. There was a time in my obviously younger years, a long time ago, I went out with somebody. I was dressed like very, very that year. I don't remember what year it was, but I was dressed very good for that year, that year's fashion. I was in that year's fashion. Went out with somebody, met him at a bar. She had on a, like, green beret hat type.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if
mm-hmm.
she was listening to some Prince, Raspberry Beret. Yes. She had, like, one of them on. And, you know, like, back in the day when the ladies used to do the workouts and shit and they would have them scruffy things on their legs just on the bottom
mm-hmm.
part. And she showed up with some of them on. I was just kind of like, what the fuck? You didn't look like that last time I seen you. And I just couldn't figure it out. So, yeah, I mean, we continue with the date. We didn't go much further than that, but you know,
yeah.
I still hung out, but yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna ditch you or nothing like that. But yeah, we still hung out. We still had a good time. So yeah, I would say yeah, I'm cool with it. Besides, you know, after that, you know, like it was a great comment because, like, you know, it was a bar that I frequent. And people would ask me after that, like, who was that? So it became a great conversation
wow.
to meet other people. So yeah, so, you know, I just use it to my advantage. but, yeah, like I said, it didn't last much longer after that. But, yeah, but it got me next to some other people.
You're so noble. Like, that's a noble gesture. But you know what? Honestly, though, let's just be real. Women can get away with stuff like that, though, more than men. You know what I'm saying? Because women, we could be like, oh, it was just a phase. It's eclectic. It's avant-garde. We can definitely get away with it more than men can. You want to know why? Because men are supposed to be a certain way. They're supposed to dress a certain way. They're supposed to be a certain way, and y'all can't, like, if y'all wear some high waters, we're looking at y'all funny, but let a woman wear high waters, those are just in. So I feel so bad for you.
I'll tell you why. It's not because of the men supposed to wear certain than. No. Men, we be looking at y'all the same way, like, what the fuck she got on these floods? But the difference is, when we called you and invited you on a date, we was trying to fuck. You did? We don't give a fuck about what you got on. We still know we want to see that fat ass, new titties, and then we going in. That's what it all comes down to. See, y'all be like, oh, your pants just turned me off. Or, oh, no, that don't go right. That turned me off. Your shirt don't fit right. The guy be like, fuck that. I'm finna hit this pussy. I don't know how much. It don't look right on you, but you know what? I'm gonna snatch that shit off you anyway when I get you by myself. So that's the real reason why y'all get away with it and we don't. You dig?
Wow.
It's a whole different mission. It's a whole different mission. And on that note, that's the end of the show. And don't judge me. Pray for me. And don't forget all the comments. Those are the people speaking and not necessarily those of the MonstarsRadio.com group. So, anything else you want to say on the way up out of here? Friday Night Live.
www.SoloMeSpeaks.com. Support the movement. You will enjoy it and have a safe and wonderful weekend. It's about to be nice in Minnesota. Get out, do something monstrous. Peace. See you on Monday. Monstrous Radio.
All right, like you say, y'all, catch that book. And don't forget, when you get the book, you got to take a picture. There's a whole movement going with her book and these pictures. Believe me, you want to be a part of it. So, all right, like you said, Mondays, Monstrous Mondays, where we start the week off. It's supposed to be our business night, but I think we'd be doing business and all kinds of things. But, all right, make sure you tune in for that. Jazzy B's going to let us know who we're going to interview, and we're going to do it like that. That's Monstrous Mondays. You can always check the archives out at MonstarsRadio.com. Enjoy your weekend, y'all. Make sure you do something monstrous.
Mwah. Peace.